AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office, in its first direct charges against members of the Russian government, outlines a sophisticated cyber operation unleashed in the months before the 2016 election. In the Justice Department's indictment, 12 members of Russia's military intelligence service, known as the GRU, broke into the computer networks of the Democratic National Committee, Hillary Clinton's campaign, and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
The conspirators created fictitious online personas, including DC Leaks and Guccifer 2.0. And they used those personas to release information, including thousands of stolen emails and other documents, beginning in June of 2016.
The Russian government denies again any involvement. President Trump, who will meet with Russian President Putin on Monday, says he'll bring up the meddling in their meetings, even as he dismisses Mueller's investigation.
We have this stupidity going on, pure stupidity, but it makes it very hard to do something with Russia. Anything you do, it's always going to be, oh, Russia, he loves Russia. I love the United States. But I love getting along with Russia and China and other countries.
Trump met with British Prime Minister Theresa May and Queen Elizabeth today before heading to Scotland for the weekend. A St. Louis jury awards nearly $4.7 billion in damages to 22 women and their families after they claimed asbestos and Johnson & Johnson's talcum powder caused their ovarian cancer. One of the women, Gail Ingham, tells KMOV-TV.
The money really isn't the important part. It's for women to find out what was in talc and get it off there. And that maybe one or more will never have to go through this, or you won't put it on your babies.
Johnson & Johnson says it will appeal the verdict. This is AP Radio News. A racial slur by Papa John's founder is costing him and his company.
John Schnatter's image is being removed from Papa John's marketing.
Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
There are no plans to change the Papa John's name. Schnatter is still on the board and is the company's largest shareholder. At the University of Louisville, President Neely Bendapudi says the Papa John's name is being removed from the football stadium.
And to remove Mr. Schnatter's name from the Center for Free Enterprise at our College of Business, effective immediately.
Schnatter says his use of a racial slur during a media training exercise was taken out of context, but he feels sick about it. I'm Ed Donahue.
A beach near Jacksonville, Florida has been shut down after a 30-year-old man and a 17-year-old boy apparently suffered shark bites just 5 minutes apart this afternoon. Fernandina Beach Fire Chief Ty Silcox says the two were bitten on the feet. Their injuries were not considered life-threatening. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.